So welcome, everyone. This is Michelle Casto. Welcome to your Quantum Abundance Activation. Today's energy shifting is around confidence with money. And I am Michelle Casto. I'm a quantum success coach, energy healer, and I am the creator of Quantum Success Energetics. It's a transformational technology that shifts you at the core level to upgrade your personal operating system and align your frequency to more self-love and confidence so that you can experience more miracles and success with ease. And our inquiry today, as we kind of start to move into the energy, is what would it take to have total confidence with my money? And we're just kind of putting that out there into the quantum field, starting to bring the field into alignment with all of us here that have gathered. So to receive the greatest transmission today, I am going to invite you all to go on receiving mode. And we're going to create a quantum field for the miracles and the shifts to happen. And so I found that when we want this for ourselves as well as for others and for the highest good of all, that this is where it works the best. So also be aware of your breathing and be in a relaxed state within your body. Just focus on well-being, being allowing, open, and receptive. And just feel really relaxed in your body. That's really important too. And what makes this so powerful is that by coming together in a group, we begin to activate the quantum field with this common intention of confidence with money. And we are going to be healing today. Because I believe that we all have the ability to heal ourselves, right? And to facilitate healing. And it's through doing this and recognizing that you are the light and you can command the light. And really, healing is a return to the light and to order, innocence, and harmony within our own systems. So the activation has already begun. I called in the guides and held the space before the call. And we're going to basically start with a discussion just to talk about some key concepts and the energies running through us already, and then we'll do a visualization activation that'll take you into more of a trance or an internal reflective state. Okay, so everybody just take a nice deep breath and get centered in your body. And I want to begin with just a quick assessment of where you are. And so I want you to check in with your body, not your head, as you just answer this question and see kind of where you are today. And there's going to be two simple questions that we're going to kind of measure at the beginning of the call and then at the end of the call to see what shifted. So on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 would be that you feel totally resonant and absolutely 100% you're good and feeling really confident. 1 would be that you've got some work to do. The two statements are, I have the confidence to make a lot of money. And you can just rate yourself where you feel like you are today, 1 through 5. 5 being you totally rock it and you're completely confident, or anywhere in between. And this will just help you kind of see again where you are, and then our intention is to shift that higher after today's call. And then the second question then would be, I have the confidence to make a lot of money doing what I love. And this is 1 to 5. 5, you totally have this and feel very confident, or anywhere in between 1 to 5. And the distinction there is, can you make money doing what you love? Sometimes there's a block. Beautiful. So I also just want to talk about what are some of the common main blocks and barriers to having more confidence with money as we kind of dive into this today. And resistance and resignation are two of the biggest blocks, and they can be self-sabotaging and kind of hidden away. And resignation kind of feels like, you know, just giving up before you even try. And it just like makes you feel like really low on the energy scale and not very motivated to make changes. there can also be all kinds of fear associated with having confidence and making and having more money. We've got not only fear of failure on one side of the spectrum, we also have fear of success on the other, which surprises many people. And yet I've seen it again and again, especially as people move into their purpose work. And also another common fear is fear of change. You know, we may have been at a certain level for years and years and not know what to expect if we were to change our money habits. And then there's these limiting ideas of what money may mean to you. We've picked up a lot of beliefs about money from others that may or may not be true for us now. Of course, there's also the self-doubt, and there's the sabotage and the self-judgment. There can often be even shame and doubt, grief, anger, despair about money, maybe things that we could have done differently in the past or that didn't go very well. So all these kinds of things can kind of be hidden in the shadows of our subconscious, and that's why today we're going to go into the quantum field and help shift and you know, bring some of these things to the light through the light of your own awareness and through the light of me as a channel working with the divine to bring about these shifts. So not to worry if one or more of those were things that you were resonating with. We've all been there. So shifting your mindset and your heart set past these very subtle and sometimes not subtle self-sabotage and procrastination patterns into confidence and consistent action really is the proven process that we can overcome the resistance that we might be having or the resignation. And the moments that you begin shifting your personal operating system, what I call your POS, your personal operating system, and we all have it about every different thing, and money is certainly one of our operating systems, you can then start to get the momentum that will increase your income and go to that next level that you may have been wanting and asking for some time. So I also want to kind of share with you some of the three key conscious creation concepts that I'm bringing forward today in our activation. And the first concept is that I am the co-creator of my money destiny, and that I am, you are, we are. We are the co-creators of whatever destiny that we're speaking about. Today we're focused on money. And then the second concept is I am, well, a change in the feeling is a change in destiny. So it's like when we start feeling differently, it completely changes our results in life and it changes our destiny. So that's why we're focused on feeling more confident versus the fear, shame, guilt, doubt, or grief. Because when we change that feeling, heart set, everything can open up from that place. And then the last key concept, and that you can take this forward into all areas of your life, but particularly today with money, is a change in what you're choosing is a change in your destiny. So we know that thoughts create feelings, feelings create our actions. When we start to shift the way we think and the way we feel about things, about money, then we tend to make different choices. And that, of course, changes our path that we are walking. So a change in heart and creating our lives from our heart and our soul puts us, I believe, in the miracle zone where things can actually appear out of the blue and be so much more graceful and easy. So to start moving into this, then I need each of you to say in your own mind or heart, yes to the transformation. And so the invitation is, are you willing to choose to upgrade your money making and having energetic? Are you willing to choose to upgrade your money making and your money having energetic? And if you are willing to do that today, then I just invite you to say yes in your heart and maybe even put your hand on your heart. And this is your own private connection to receiving the transmission that's available. And as you do that, maybe even keep your hand on your heart, I'd like to kind of say a prayer over our time together. And it's a miracle prayer. So I open my heart wide to receive the love of God and the divine and to open to miracles. As I receive God's love as universal supply, all of my affairs are healed. I realize and accept the healing power of the universe as love. And I allow the healing power that is love to penetrate my life and readily accept the healing power of love. And I know that as love, God or source or infinite intelligence is my limitless and abundant supply. I feel the outpouring of God's love in my body and my mind, and I feel God's love in all of my affairs, and I know that all is well. We just breathe into that for a second, and we just realize that anything is possible. Miracles are abundant, and it's really our job to open and to be an invitation to receive them. So I think most of you, or if you're on the call, you probably have heard that, you know, there's really only two emotions. We're either coming from love or we're coming from fear. And part of our journey here on Earth is to learn to be one with the love that we are and return to the innocence that we are. And to also be willing to be one with that whichever we seek. So many times we're out there seeking and seeking, and where is my money, or where is my honey, or where is my success, or where is my happiness? And it's a funny thing because we tend to look outside of ourselves for these things when it's always within us. And becoming one with that, and recognizing that we really are the source of our abundance is part of the transformation that is available to you today. So another piece to this that, again, is just for our own awareness and to be aware of where you are, where you may have been operating, is the different stages of money consciousness. And I've seen that there's really four. And you can just kind of recognize where you might have been in the past couple weeks or so, just to kind of get a gauge. The first is the stage of I need money. And there's this feeling of desperation because it's like, I got this bill and I need to pay it, which tends to really repel the money from coming in. The next level is I want money. And this is where we start to maybe get some inspired ideas, and we're wanting and we're wishing, right? We're just, where is it? The third level is I create money. This is where we get into perspiration. We start to, you know, like work really hard to go out and get the money. And we can get into the working pattern. The final stage that I want to invite you into today, which is part of this confidence energetic, is I am money, or I am abundance. And this is an integration. It's a oneness. And you're actually having it. So you're seeing results. You're seeing money coming in. You're seeing new clients. You're seeing job offers. Different things are starting to happen because you're in a having consciousness. And, of course, it is so much easier to feel confident when things are showing up. The trick is whenever you're in one of the other levels of consciousness to come into a place of having and confidence even when you feel a little desperate. That's the real mastery here, and that takes practice. So you may want to write this down because I feel like these are the most powerful words on the planet, at least one of the most powerful phrases. And they're four words, but they are, I choose to have. So I choose to have, dot, dot, dot. And then you get to fill it in because it's really the power of the choice that is the magic. And I always say that even the angels, we're so powerful, we're even more powerful than the angels, because even the angels don't have the power of choice. And yet we as humans do. That's how powerful we are. And it's not to be taken lightly, the power of choice. So, also, this whole money energetic is, you know, can be talked about in terms of consciousness. And if you know David Hawkins' scale of consciousness, he talks about the different levels that we go through. And willingness and the courage is where we actually start to move up into the higher consciousness, which is about level 200. And his ratio goes from 0 to 1,000. And the lower vibrating kinds of feelings that are creating our reality, we can be coming from shame, which is 20, guilt, which is 30, even desire is only 125. And like I said, things start to move forward and upward when we hit 200, and neutrality is 250, willingness is 300. So willingness is really, really key, because just by you saying yes to being here today, you've started the quantum energetic transformation by showing up and saying yes. So good for you. So willingness is really, really key. And that's when, you know, we can start seeing different results and quantum leaps can start occurring. So everybody take a nice deep breath, because that was kind of a lot of information. I want to give you some time to integrate and be with that and see if there's anything in your spirit that wants to focus on anything that we've shared so far. So I'm just going to give you a moment. Okay. So we also just need to kind of feel into and get clear on what really confidence is. And authentic confidence really to me is a quality of the spirit. It's a quality of being courageous in our choices. And it's sometimes feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And it's certainly about who you are and not just what you do. It's like a confident person, you can feel that person. And confident creation comes from when we're having those empowering thoughts and those more uplifting emotions and following the inspired actions that our spirit's asking us to take. And for me, it's really important to do all this in partnership as a co-creator of our reality with the God of your understanding, whatever that might be for you. But it's whatever energy or intelligence that you understand, to do everything in partnership, to me, gives us the ultimate confidence to know that no matter what's happening, we're always okay. And there really isn't anything to fear except fear itself when it comes down to the truth of the truth of the truth. And the mind can make some pretty negative hallucinations when we're going through major changes or crises or challenges in our life. However, I say the sooner that we surrender to something higher, the more relaxed we can be, and the more that we can move through those things much easier and much more gracefully, because we're not just relying on our own willpower, which is to me false bravado. It's just us. And that's just not enough from what I've learned along my journey. We need to co-create with something higher, a higher power. So, and then looking at desire, what is desire when it comes to this subject? I like to see it as it's actually an energy and an intelligence that is designed to manifest. We wouldn't have the desires in our hearts if they weren't meant for us. So when you have a desire for more money, it's really designed to come into your reality. So when that's not happening, we can often feel frustrated and confused. Like we're trying to do all the things that the law of attraction tells us or the secret, and it's like, it's not working, and we can get confused and frustrated. So we want to go to the next level of what we've been taught in the transformation game around mindset. You know, we focus on our mind and our beliefs and our willpower. But here we want to bring forward our heart set, which is more that divine power in combination, which that's the space for the miracles to start happening with your money. Yeah. And one more myth about confidence is that you have to go and get it, or you have to build it up, or you even have to do brave things. I have found that confidence is always within you the whole time. In fact, the French word, the word courage is cœur, C-O-U-E-R, which means heart. So courage and heart closely linked. And this is where you're going to find the confidence and the success that you've been seeking is in your heart. So, everybody, I think now we want to kind of really drop into our bodies and prepare ourselves to go into the activation portion of this call. So just take 3 deep breaths through your nose and then exhale. It's fine to make noise. In fact, I encourage exhales that have a little bit of relief to them. So feel free to do that. Everyone is on mute and we cannot hear you. So just really come into your body with deep breathing and deep exhales, breathing in peace and breathing out anything less than peace. If it feels right, you can go ahead and close your eyes. Sometimes it helps us to go within when we do that. And settle all the way into your body, calling all of yourself into this moment right now and really relaxing your entire body, letting any tension just melt away, dropping your shoulders, moving your attention into your heart and into your belly, down into your body. And in the center of your chest, begin to feel a brightness, a warmth, and a radiance with a sense of joy for being alive, feeling unconditionally loving towards yourself, feeling compassionate and accepting for all that you are, and allow that compassion and kindness to radiate through your entire being, filling yourself with divine love and wisdom. As you settle into this experience. So again, dropping into your heart space, letting your shoulders relax, taking one more very expansive breath. Imagine that you become like a tiny little person and come into the center of your heart. Imagine this is all imagination. Do your best. And you may not see it, but you may feel it or know it on some level. There's different types of senses. But imagine that you've made yourself small and you're moving into the center of your heart. You can sit or stand once you get in place. Either is fine. And when you think about confidence and making and having money from the center of your heart space, look around and notice what you notice. You may notice some bruised areas or might be sort of dark. Could be nice and bright, and everything is good, whatever you notice. And as you look around, look for a little office or space that is like the confidence center within your heart. And notice, is it open for business? Is there activity there? Or is it shut down? Is this behind a wall or maybe even locked away? Or a guard standing at the door? Just kind of get a sense of what this office space might look like. And go ahead and do what you need to do to get into the office space. You could even just wave your magic wand and, you know, be right in there. And as you come into that space, you may see a desk, a computer, or even maybe a control panel. You may see some people. It may be empty. Could be a desk or chairs. And somewhere in that room or that space, you notice a big black lever marked "My Confidence." And as you look at that, you come a little closer and you notice what setting it's on. Is it low, medium, high, or just stratosphere, completely maximum? My confidence. And notice that you can actually move it up and down like a lever, like a light switch. And go ahead and turn it up a little and notice and feel the confidence start to flow into your body and your system, and realize that you actually have the ability to manage this energy within yourself. And I'm going to count you down, and I want you to really, really land in this feeling of confidence as you move that lever up to the highest setting that you're willing to have it today. Starting at 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Breathing, relaxing in your body, soaking in this feeling of total abundance with your ability to make and have lots of money doing what you love. Getting to bring your soul into your life and your career and your business. And having that joy and that pleasure associated with money and making money and living your purpose. And from this space, we're just going to do a little energy clearing around any part of you that is a little sad or mad or upset, that it hasn't always been so easy. So just tell yourself, and I'll say the words, you can just kind of let them go over your heart. I'm so sorry that I forgot how strong and amazing that you are. I'm so sorry that we had to learn the hard way. I'm so sorry we lost touch with who you really are and how amazing your gifts are. I'm so sorry we had to struggle. Thank you for all that you have done to get me to where I am today. I love you, and I want to create more ease and flow and money in my life. And just let that kind of soak in. Receive, receive, and receive. And as you're in this beautiful space, just open up to the question of how can I connect with my confidence even stronger? You may just get a sense or a feeling that doesn't have to be an exact answer. It's more of like an invitation of like, yes, I want more of this, please. Sort of putting that out to the universe, to spirit. But I think it's also important to realize how much our Mother Earth supports us. So as you're kind of standing there or sitting there in your confident office, imagine planting your feet on Mother Earth, or even like in your body right now, kind of move your feet and feel planted. And realizing that Mother Earth fully supports you, and she really does supply everything that you need to be fulfilled and happy in life, that she is really here for you. And feel that, and allow this feeling of this support, like you really literally have support underneath your feet, and bring that support up through your body to meet you in your heart space. And feel this nice balance between infinite possibility and heavenly support with grounded reality and Mother Earth as taking care of you. And let that blend in your heart for just a minute and sort of dance together those two energies. You guys are doing really great. So as these two are blended, to yourself, ask the questions. I'm asking them for you. May I have the money now? 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 And open up energetically to all the places and spaces in the entire universe that money can come to you. You don't have to know how to do this. This may be the first time you've ever done anything like this. And it's fine. You already know how to do this. It's just being open and allowing yourself to say, yeah, there's all these different ways that money can come to me. And I need to open to that. I want to open to that. I want to be the invitation for money to come and find me. Because that's a really awesome relationship when you're the invitation for connection. And we want to have you have that kind of relationship with money in your life. And now I'm directing each of you to run all this juicy, lovely energy of confidence and connection and support. Imagine that energy is running up and down your spine. And again, you don't have to know how, just invite your energy to do it. And I'll also do my work on my side. But we want to strengthen the nervous system to knowing that this is the new vibration that you're wanting to have with money. And now ask, what is your next best action step to take? In the next 24 hours, what is your next best step to take around money? And go ahead and receive an answer, knowing you'll remember. And also, is there anything else that you know you need to know or be aware of at this moment? And open to receive that answer. Great, you guys. So now come back out of the office, back into the center of your heart space. Remembering, feeling, and knowing that you really can direct your own energy, and it takes practice, and this is what I teach in my coaching practice. How do you do this on your own? And I'm going to ask the divine to download to everyone now what it feels like to be confident and safe making lots of money, and to replace anywhere that you may be waiting for the permission or the ability to be overridden with the energy of confidence and oneness with money. And let that come into your system completely. And imagine, if you're sitting or standing there, imagine like opening up your hands either to their side or above your head, like in that receiving stance, having your arms open, ready to receive. And when you're feeling complete with this activation, you can just come back to the room, open your eyes when you feel ready, shrug your shoulders, move your hands and your feet, just coming into your body and into the space. There's a couple more tips I want to give to you. So one of the key things about conscious creation or law of attraction is that once you have the consciousness for that which you desire and you're vibrating it on the inside, it has to come to you. It's like a law. The trick here is I think we've demonstrated, is to move up our vibration and our frequency into courage and willingness and neutrality and confidence when fear, doubt, shame, or guilt has entered the scene. And learning to manage our emotions is really what we're speaking about. But once you're vibrating, like, yeah, I'm totally neutral, but I'm also willing and confident to have more money, and you really feel that in your system, it starts to come. And it's like attracts like. So that's the cool thing and the benefit of doing this kind of work, is that it really generates results pretty quickly. So a couple just tips, and I'll send some of these out in a follow-up email as well, but things to do that, you know, helps to energize your confidence with money on a daily basis is, of course, saying your mantras. So having one or two money mantras that make you feel empowered, like making money is getting easier and easier for me. I'm willing to have total ease and confidence with money. Money comes to me easily, abundantly, and frequently. You know, choose one or two that you love to say and post them around your office, speak them out loud, write them. Give thanks for the abundance that you do have, and in a month you'll be surprised at how much more you have to be grateful for, because whenever you're giving thanks for what you do have, it puts the law of alignment into motion. So count your blessings. I recommend having a miracle jar, a blessing jar, that you literally write things down, you put them in, put it in your jar, it just automatically raises your vibration. You can dance to a song that you love. That's a great way to get in your body. The more that you get in your body, the more confidence you're going to have. It's very, very true. And money loves to be paid attention to. So one thing you can do right away is to keep track and bless all the money that comes your way. I have a calendar, a hard-written calendar, plus I do Gmail. And if money comes in, I write it down. I get excited about it, even if it's like a dime on, you know, on the floor. I'm like, yoo-hoo, yay. And I always say, more of this, please. You know, because you want to focus on what you do want. That helps raise your vibrations. The other thing, a quick little tidbit, is after the call today or tomorrow, move at least 10 things in your household. Move around the energy, particularly in your office or related to your money. Maybe you can change wallets. I like to change purses, you know, and with intention. So that's something that you can do. But you can also, like, change things in your office, get organized, anything like that. Release clutter. Very, very excellent. So as we come to the end of this activation today, I want you to kind of have a post-assessment and kind of see where you are and thinking about those two phrases, I have the confidence to make a lot of money. Feel if you've raised from where you started, and realize that this healing will take place over the next 24 to 48 hours. So I do invite you to drink a lot of water and allow yourself to integrate. But you may have experienced a shift already. And then the second phrase was, I have the confidence to make a lot of money doing what I love. I feel like everyone shifted higher on those. The last thing I would love to leave you with that you can sit with after the call is what I like to call the miracle question. And when you think about your money situation, just ask yourself this question and be open to being surprised. So if by magic a miracle occurs tonight as you sleep and you wake up tomorrow and you're no longer worried about money or concerned or whatever it is that's going on, what can you imagine your day would be like then? And perhaps write about that after the call and imagine and set a new and envision a new reality for yourself. If a miracle did occur, what would you allow and open to receive for yourself? So I want to thank everyone for showing up today. Those of you that will have private sessions, we will be meeting next week. So take some time to integrate. I'll send out the replay. And as a final reminder, remember to shine your light because the world really does need your light. Take care, everyone.